This podcast is brought to you by MHA of Dutchess County and produced by CMJW Entertainment.
You're listening to The Vital Women of Washington Heights.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Vital Women of Washington Heights Living in Dutchess County. My name is Iris Douglas. My co-host is Yvette O'Sullivan. Hello, Yvette.
Hello, Iris.
and our guest today is Yvette Sanchez, the owner of your CBD store, Sun Mid. Did I say that correct?
Yes, you did. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you. Thank you for accepting our invitation. We welcome you because you're not only a personal friend, but I've used CBD, and it's a good opportunity to talk about it, how it helps, especially when women are in menopause, because that's something that we love to talk about here because it matters. It matters. So as you already know, our episode today is to discuss the benefits of using CBD. And Yvette is definitely a person that she explained to me exactly how it works, and I've been using CBD. She's definitely going to go ahead and share that experience. But we also like to take the time, and we like to talk about our sponsor, who is Mental Health America of Dutchess County. Andrew O'Grady, the CEO, he's sponsoring our show because he believes that we all need to be mentally stable and, figure out what we need to do in life. So they also offer these unbelievable support and comprehensive workshops that people can go ahead and sign up and just figure out what they need to do. They're located at 253 Mansion Street in Poughkeepsie, New York. So please go and explore.
I also would like to thank Andrew for, believing in the Vital Women from Washington Heights. This is our 12th episode, and we're very grateful that he continues to support our show.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, because, this is what keeps going, and this is our 12th episode. So Yvette, we would like for, I think Yvette, I'm sorry. Now it's two Yvettes. Oh my God. All right, Yvette.
Yvette S. We can refer Yvette S and Yvette OS.
Okay, Yvette OS. I know you have some questions for Yvette S. I'm excited. I'm excited for you to share your experiences with us.
Well, before we start our show, I always like to roll out with what we call bochinche in Dominican Republic. I don't know if they use that in Puerto Rico, because I know you're from Puerto Rican descent, Yvette. So in doing the research, I always make sure that the show is tied in, or that the topic of the show is tied in with our bochinche. Mm-hmm. So for today's bochinche is, in Dominican Republic, they use a lot of curanderos, healers, mm-hmm. and they believe a lot in herbs and alternative medicine. I don't know where they are at with using CBD in DR, but I know for centuries that they have used natural medicine.
So just to clarify, I'm actually not Puerto Rican. I'm married to a Puerto Rican man.
Okay.
So I am by marriage. My family's descent, we're Colombian. And I also have a little bit of European, Belgian, and Italian. So a little bit of a mixture there. But I obviously identify with the Latino culture. I think, herbal remedies have been around for hundreds of years. And hemp has been around for hundreds of years. So I don't think it's new in our culture. I remember my grandmother putting herbs in a tea when I didn't feel well. I think we can all have some vivid memory about having a soup or a tea or some kind of home remedy that was natural. And that's what I love about this space that I'm in currently. It brings me back to things that are pure and more natural, and moving away from pharmaceuticals or things that are not really sustainable today.
Well, thank you so much for that and clarifying where you're from. Mm-hmm. And you are correct. Herbal medicine has been used for centuries. So on that note, my first question to you is, can you tell us what is your background? What led you to start mm-hmm. the CBD business?
Yeah, it's funny how things evolve. And for me, it's never been like a straight line. It's not something that I thought I would be doing, 10 years ago. But 15 years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I was considered young, fairly young. I was 40 at the time. If you've ever been diagnosed with something and you hear the C word, it's pretty earth-shattering, right? Where your life hangs in the balance. So it's hard to explain unless you've been through it yourself. Long story short, I have been through multiple operations and went through the full gamut of chemotherapy and radiation. And, prior to that, my family and I, we were very holistic. So I always say we were never perfect, but probably a little bit better than most, where we cared about what we ate and we took supplements and we tried to eat clean or organic. Then I was diagnosed and things changed, right? You go through your very wide range of emotions, you know, fear and sadness and anger and all of that stuff. And so I followed Western medicine because that's what I thought at the time that I needed to do for me. It was my choice. After that, though, I really felt like I wasn't myself, right? Because you're taking all these things in your body that not necessarily are they're killing the cancer, but they're also doing some negative things as well. So I was looking for a way to get myself back to better health. And at that time, my husband and I, we did a lot of research and we found CBD. It wasn't as popular as it is today. It wasn't on pretty much every corner, right? I think most households really know, they've heard the three little letters, but back then it wasn't so popular. We didn't know a lot about it. Through research, we really got into it and we decided to go forward with that. And it helped me personally so much just because I had a lot of anxiety and I couldn't sleep and I had fatigue and I had pain. Like I checked all the boxes on that recovery side of my breast cancer journey. So that's how I got started with it. And then fast forward about 5 years ago, a friend of mine opened a CBD store and I was so intrigued because I said, oh my gosh, let me hear about your product because we're avid users. And when we got turned on to SunMed, that's when I realized, oh, I've been using products, but these are really superior. I can actually feel the difference. One thing led to another. We found out that it was the largest brick and mortar retailer of CBD. It was, you know, something that's, it's a national brand. And lo and behold, we decided to open up our own store. So Jose, my husband and I, we now have two stores, one in Wappingers Falls and one in White Plains in Westchester. So that was a long story, but.
No. And thank you for sharing because that's very inspiring because that helped you heal and you're here because of that. And you're sharing that story with others. And that's what this show is about. It's not, it's also about sharing spiritually. Why did you take this step to do what you're doing now? Because I use your product. Where is it? It's here. A whole bunch of us use our, sorry.
There's our
use your product. So I wanted you to share that because it matters.
Yes, you, absolutely.
It matters that you share because then some people can resonate. Oh my God, that's how I got into Reiki. I was premenopause and I thought I was losing my mind and I wasn't feeling myself. And I had two kids I had to take care of and I had grandkids on the way. So what am I supposed to do? No, I need to figure out how I'm going to heal myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't want the mental illness to get. So CBD helped me calm my nervous system. And I want you to talk about how it works with the nervous system because that matters too.
But before we move on to that, Yvette, can you clarify what is exactly CBD?
Okay, so I'm going to give you like the tip of the iceberg because there's a lot of information. I'm fascinated by it. It's plant science. So there is a science behind it. So CBD comes from the cannabis plant, right? Hemp is what we have in our products. So we are considered cannabis, but there's two different plants. And that's one of the big misconceptions. Marijuana is a separate plant, industrial hemp, which is where our CBD products are derived from. We can all sit here and say there's lots of medicinal benefits from each of those plants. I'm going to speak specifically to ours. First thing is CBD has been around for hundreds of years, hundreds. It's a plant that can grow wildly. It's been used to make clothing and rope and industrial products, and it's in foods and it's in things that we use for agriculture. So it is not new by any means. And so, again, lots of medicinal benefits, but CBD is a cannabinoid, and it's one of many cannabinoids found in the plant. And here's where people can do a little bit more research. We have a cannabinoid system in our body, an endocannabinoid system. A lot of people in the medical industry sometimes aren't familiar with this system just because it was discovered in the early 90s, but it's been around. So in your endocannabinoid system, you have, it's the largest system of receptors, and the whole system is responsible for regulation of many things in your body. So that's why it helps a lot of people in different ways. It can regulate mood and hormones and sleep and inflammation and appetite and pain perception, and the list goes on and on. So when it works well, this system of cannabinoids, you find balance in all of those different areas. But a lot of us are deficient in cannabinoids. Again, CBD is a cannabinoid. when you have that deficiency, that system doesn't work well. And so your body is not in balance. Okay. So we produce cannabinoids in our body. So we produce CBD naturally in our body. It's a natural occurring compound, just like collagen or estrogen or things that we naturally produce. But we all know that over time, as our bodies change, we don't always produce enough. So then we become deficient and we sort of get out of balance. That's the premise. And so very simply said, if you can supplement that system and bring cannabinoids in by using CBD to supplement the endocannabinoid system, you can regulate and help that to find balance if the system is full, if that makes sense. And that's why it helps people in different ways. You can have many different, like you and I could take the same CBD, form of CBD. And for me, it can help with my back pain. And for Iris, it can help with her mood. And for Yvette, it can help you sleep better. It's just amazing. And it's a healthy, natural way to find a better balance.
Thank you. Thank you. So my understanding is that there are different types of CBD. Can you explain that to us? What is the difference?
Different types of cannabinoids are found in the plant. Again, we go back to plant science. CBD is one of over 100 different cannabinoids found in the plant. There's CBD, there's CBN, there's CBG, the list goes on and on and on. And so it's a complex system. When we're talking about CBD products, there's different forms in which you can get it into that endocannabinoid system, or ECS, the way we call it. So, you know, the most popular one is, people always talk about gummies. We have topicals, a cream, a lotion. We have water solubles. We have tinctures. We have inhalables. There's different forms. And when you consider the form, they each have a different characteristic in the way they upload and how long they last in your body. So it's really important for consumers to talk to an expert, because it's not a one size fits all. It's what's going on in your world right now. Do you have something that comes on quickly? Let's say you're having issues with stress, anxiety, or panic attacks, depending on the severity level. Maybe you need something that uploads quickly because you want it to catch quickly, or a shooting kind of pain or an onset that comes very fast. Maybe you have something that lingers. Oh, I have a neck pain. It's there all the time from the minute I wake up to the minute I go to bed. And maybe you need something that lasts in your body a longer amount of time. That's one of the things I love about what we do, is we really invite people to come in and talk to us, because there's so many different forms. We even have pet products. I failed to mention that, but we have pet products. We have lots of people that come in for their fur babies, and they're finding a lot of success with it.
You also have beauty products. You know, you talk about that, because I've used your beauty products. I've used your moisturizer, your night cream and stuff. And as you can see, you know, it gives a calmness to the skin. So, yeah. And also, I've used your products with my clients, you know, as a Reiki practitioner. Sometimes we see clients that have, you know, a lot of pain. And Yvette was kind enough to say, hey, use this. And it helps, you know, a little massage, a little intentional healing. It does help. So I appreciate the fact that, you know, that you explored CBD and that you're talking about it, because there's a misconception about CBD. You know, there's a very big misconception. And that's what I wanted us to talk, like really unpack that, that it's not marijuana. It's not like you're smoking weed. Trust me, it's not.
That's the big difference.
People need to know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about that, Yvette, if you don't mind.
Right. Yeah. And especially, sorry, Iris. I'm sorry, Yvette. Did you want to jump in?
It's confusing. Well, like Iris said, what sets your SunMed products from others? Like, what sets it apart in the sense of what is available out there in the market as opposed to the products that you have in your store?
Well, Iris did make a very big point that I should have probably addressed right at the beginning. With CBD, or when you're deriving products from a hemp plant, the THC component is much lower. If we go back to how it became legalized, it wasn't legal before 2018 until the Farm Bill was passed. And then you can have industrial hemp with some regulations. So as long as we have under 0.03% of THC, which is another cannabinoid, right? The plant is made up of many different ones, then you are perfectly legal. The major difference is that on the marijuana side, again, has medicinal benefits, but the THC complexity is very high. That's what brings that psychoactivity. That's what gives you that high, right? That mental high. On our side, we're the health without the high. And so for us, that's a big challenge. We want people to know in today's day and age where there's a dispensary popping up every few months, right? They're a dispensary. They're selling a marijuana product. We are different in that we're health and wellness, and we are the health without the high. So I want to just establish that first, because a lot of people don't.
It's important because, you know, there is a difference. You know, there is a difference. It's a difference when you get high off of marijuana than when you take a CBD and you're more in control. You know, when you smoke marijuana, you know, if you don't know how to control it, you can definitely, you know, experience laziness and not wanting to do things, yada, yada. When you are on the CBD, it's a more control, more balance. You know, you're still active. You still want to do things. You're not lazy. And, you know, your emotions are in better control. So yes. I mean, as a person that talks about healing, I wanted to bring that, you know.
Yeah, there's a time and place for everything. We
exactly.
have a lot of customers that come in and say, well, I have a job and I take care of small kids, or I drive a truck. I can't have the psychoactivity.
We go.
Right? So
exactly.
That's an option.
So you can function without having that drowsiness
100%.
That marijuana
Absolutely.
Tends to cause.
Or the psychoactivity. That's the real piece of it, right? Where you feel altered.
Right.
Okay. So that is, you can 100% function in every day and probably function better without being on maybe the roller coaster of stress or anxiety, or having to deal with, you know, pain that holds you back, or having, those are the top three reasons: the pain, stress, anxiety, and sleep. Sleep is a major thing for people.
Big time. Big time. You know why, Yvette? Because people are all over all the time before they go to sleep, before they drink. For me, I have to have my chamomile tea. I have to have my little CBD. Mm-hmm. I have to have my meditation, and I give myself Reiki to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people, there's a ritual for that. There's something, and a lot of people need to understand, especially when you're in the age of 45 and over, you have a tendency to worry about every single thing: your kids, your parents, you know, your children, your grandkids.
Yeah, as you get older, it's just natural. That's the progression. You have more
Absolutely.
Things accumulated and more things to worry about.
And so exactly.
And
starts to settle in.
That's when Yvette comes in and talks about the menopause aspect of it, because that's, you know, that also kind of integrates. You know, when you're feeling menopausal, you're feeling a little cuckoo. You know, sometimes you need to bring it down.
When your hormones start to deplete in your body, it just sets off that anxiety. And mm-hmm. a lot of the times people feel that they cannot help, you know, the anxiety, and that there isn't anything out there. But by what you just finished describing, Yvette, it sounds like your products are very clean. And mm-hmm. no matter what mm-hmm. health issues are going on with you, it's very beneficial to start or to experiment a little bit with your products and see if that works for the person.
Yes, absolutely. And it's not a one size fits all. And it maybe doesn't happen overnight. For a lot of us, we didn't get here overnight. You can't expect to take two gummies and your whole life is going to be changed like that. You've got to give it a good shot. And that, to your question, Iris, you know, another misconception. People come in and they say, oh, I've tried it before. It didn't work. Well, let's break that down. Where did you buy it? Because I'm sorry, if you bought it at the gas station, it probably wouldn't work, right? If you didn't use a good quality, a company that, you know, is vetted, third-part laboratory tested, starts with a, you know, organic crop, if you will, the way they extract, because there's an extraction process, it has to be clean. A lot of things can go wrong in that production agriculturally. So you get what you pay for. 100%.
Integrity, because it's integrity. Mm-hmm. Because if you take a product and you know that's going to help someone, this is the spiritual side of me, and you do it right, you're going to get good results.
And you got to stick with it for a little bit of time. It's just like any supplement. It has
right.
to build.
You can't give up.
You can't give up right away.
You can't give up. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
With anything in life, you know, you have to give things time mm-hmm. to acquire or to learn. you know, there's a 21-day rule that in order for you to learn or to become accustomed. And with any medicine also, whether it is Western medicine or alternative medicine, it's going to take at least 21 days or 30 days for your body to understand what's happening, for those changes to occur in a manner that you're going to start to feel a difference.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's one of the things, our big thing is come in and talk to us, but consistency is key. It really, you can fail. You won't find success if you're not consistent with it. You know, sometimes people will say, well, I don't have trouble sleeping every single night. Sometimes I do. And I want people to start thinking about this as you got to get it into your system. You've got to take it consistently, whether you think you don't need it every night or you do, because it's got to build up. And then those nights where you're off and you can't sleep are going to go away. You're just going to have better nights in general because you're being consistent with it. You can't, it's not an Advil you take it when you have a headache. It's a supplement. You got to take it to build it up in your system.
People need to understand that. And you have a way of going, like when I first met you, when I went to the store, you explained everything. Now, when a client goes to you, like let's say someone's menopause, I feel like you are so educated with this. And this is what attracted me to say to Yvette, we need to bring Yvette Sanchez because she's the perfect person to explain what CBD does and what the future for CBD is, because we want to talk about what the future CBD is. But you have a way of explaining things. Like, for instance, if I go in there, I'm stressed, I can't sleep. Then you'll say, well, maybe you could try this and maybe you should try that. Like, you also are very educated. How important it is going to a gas station. The guy says, oh yeah, we sell CBD. You see, it's a different vibe. It's a different energy. So I want us to also talk about how important it is. Maybe at the gas station, the CBD for 60 is $25. And maybe for you, it's a little bit more, but the quality is different.
Absolutely. And you get important. What you pay for. And the education.
Explain to the client.
That's absolutely what we do differently.
I know.
People come to us, they come at different stages in their wellness journey, whether they just came from the doctor's office and the doctor gave them 3 prescriptions and they really don't want to go and get on some kind of medication that might have side effects, right? But that's what the doctor said sometimes. Or maybe they've been on medication for quite a while now and they're realizing it's not sustainable. And now you think, oh, maybe there's a healthy alternative to get to where I want to go, just more naturally and cleaner. You know, in today's day and age where you go to the doctor and you have to be out of there in 12 minutes because he's got 5 or she's got 12 other patients, people come in, they want to talk about what they've got going on. And we listen, we ask questions and we listen and we spend a lot of time making sure they understand even the basis, right? Go home with an endocannabinoid picture and go do your own research and go see how that works. There's some people who just say, tell me what you think I should have. I'm going to do it. But other people are taking their wellness journey seriously. I'm sure you guys have seen this in your own fields, right? Where they are exploring more. They are looking for alternatives. They are seeking. They want to make changes.
People are hungry for attention, in positive attention. And the fact that a client can walk into your store and ask questions and you take the time to walk them through the products and make them feel comfortable as opposed to feeling rushed when you go to the doctor's office.
It could be overwhelming.
Yes.
But you're listening. You listen. Yeah. Some
what
doctors
quality?
Don't.
You're providing great quality to your customers by giving them that time for them to feel, oh, this is a safe place that I can come in and ask questions and I can walk out of here with some answers, or I can come back if I still don't feel comfortable with the information.
Yeah, a lot of people will say that to us. Oh, this is a safe space. I feel already that it's peaceful. It's not overwhelming. Exactly. The energy in there is...
The format, the layout of your space too, Yvette. You walk in, it's, you know, it's nice, it's welcoming, it's warm.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have to feel foolish that you don't know enough about
right.
it. It's a great place to come and just start the journey. Just learn and maybe get rid of those myths. Jose will always joke, my husband, sometimes we have a sample table, right? Where people, here, try this or try that. And people are nervous, right? Because a lot of times they have a gummy story Oh, my friend gave me a gummy and that night was horrible. And oh my gosh, most of the times that's because that was a marijuana driven product that they were not prepared for. And they took it because somebody told them to, and they didn't like the results. Or they have the misconception that, hey, I drove to your store. If I take this, am I going to be able to drive home? Yes. You know, but those are the questions that are answered in the store. And I think when we walk people through that, you're as a consumer, you just feel more calm about making better decisions.
Good points, you know, that you made when people try your products at the store for them to feel comfortable and safe to drive back home.
Yeah.
Where is the store located? Can you tell us exactly where the store is located?
Sure. So the one in Wappingers was opened about 4 years ago. If you're from the Latino community, you know where Los Hornitos is. Everybody knows where they are. So we're right in that shopping center. We're right next to AutoZone, and we're across the street directly from Dairy Queen. So you really can't miss us, right on Route 9. So a lot of people drive by us 100 times before they come in. And then in White Plains, we opened about 2 years ago. That's right on Mamaroneck Avenue, 365 Mamaroneck Avenue. But SunMed stores, like I said, there's over 300. So if you're going to Florida on vacation and you need more of your sleep gummies or your, you know, whatever it is that you need, you're always going to find consistency. You're going to go into a SunMed store and know exactly what to expect.
Thank you for that clarification.
I want to know, what's your vision? What's intuitively, what do you feel like what CBD is going to turn into? Because I went into the store the other day, and I went in with my daughter's boyfriend, Donald. Jose was there. You weren't there. Jose was there. And he sold him some stuff. I forgot what it was, but Donald loves it.
Oh, very good.
I don't remember what it is. It was something to sleep, but it was something new that just came out with SunMed. So yeah. So what do you see the future with SunMed? What do you think that they're going to be discovering?
So we keep discovering every day. I mean,
no, there's a lot to discover.
You know, there was a new study that just came out with Harvard and CBG and how it helps with cancer. Right. So that's just an example. There's so many more discoveries. When we talk to people in the store, we say, according to the research today, but tomorrow it could be even more that we learn. So I love that it's open-ended, that we keep discovering more and more benefits. What I see in general, though, I just want to talk about this for a minute. You know, having two daughters, I have a 17-year-old and a just recently 21-year-old. Our youth, our young people, they are in tough times. And I talk to so many parents who come in, who talk about anxiety with their children, right? And I'm not speaking specifically about my daughters. I'm around them and their friends a lot. And it's very different. You know, we who are going through menopause grew up in a different generation. We had different traumas. And they also are dealing with different things that we didn't experience. And as a parent, we're trying to help them navigate. So, you know, I have parents that come in looking for assistance for their kids. They have ADHD, or they're on the spectrum, or they have panic attacks, or there's so much going on in the youth. And then we see, I think, for our elders, people at our stage, we're also trying to take care of our parents. And that's a different generation. And so, you know, Alzheimer's, dementia, pain, arthritic challenges, that's holding them back from the quality of their life at the stage they're in. CBD, that's what I love so much about it, is it meets the people where they are. So whether you're very young and you're trying to get through, you know, college and all the challenges that brings, and you need to relax more and be more calm, or you're 89 years old and you know, you can't sleep, or you're dealing with pain, or different things that are happening there. It's a full gamut. It's helping people in so many ways. But the point is, each individual can find their own balance.
Yes.
Balance is key.
Absolutely. Well, I wanted to share that I had my pre-teenage grandkids over this weekend, and I could see where they need CBD. No, seriously, because between all the devices, all of the devices, they were making me crazy.
Don't seriously. Get me started. If my
kids I mean, it was, I was overstimulated with everything mm-hmm. that was going on. So I would love to see how the company is going to help those children that are super involved with all. These kids were on three devices. I mean, at the same time, I think that CBD can help them calm that down.
Absolutely.
Because they need to stay focused on one thing so they can accomplish one thing at a time. And I saw that they weren't because they were all over the place. So I wanted to bring that. I know it's not in the notes, but I wanted to kind of share that experience with the future for our children, which you started, and CBD, which mm-hmm. what I wanted to talk to you about because I have my preteens in here.
Well, and again, this is subjective, right? Because if you're a parent, you have to be at least 18 years or older to come into our store. You have to be accompanied by an adult. And some of our products, you have to be 21 because we do have inhalables and vape products and raw hemp. But I think parents, again, this awakening that's happening, there's so much medication out there. You go to the doctor and they prescribe you something and you give them your power. Yes, they're the expert in the field and you look to them for help and assistance. But sometimes you have to say, let me just do a little bit more research. I've had numerous conversations with parents who have put their children on medication because they thought they were doing the best thing. We all want the best for our kids, right? But then realize, oh my gosh, this is changing them. This is not, they don't want to be that person, that shell. At what price are they having that calmness or less anxiety or ADHD or able to focus or less depression, right? Because there's so many things they're dealing with right now. So having them come in and say, as a parent, I'm going to make a decision for my child to use this. That's within your right, right? I think people are finding a lot of success with it because they're seeing the differences and they're doing it in a natural way.
So let me tell you what I did.
That I like how you said, you know, meeting the customer where they are at. Mm-hmm. That is a phrase that we used to use a lot in the social work industry. I'm a former social worker, and in working with clients, we would meet the clients where they were at. Mm-hmm. On that note, what would you say, what kind of feedback or results are you seeing from your clients? Are they coming back and telling you whether the products are working, if they're going from having anxiety level up here to less anxiety, if they're choosing to give it to their child so that they can focus, for example, a child that may be ADHD, are they seeing that the child is able to focus? Like Iris brought into the fact that her grandchildren were using all these kind of devices. The people that are using them, what kind of changes are they seeing?
We have success stories every single day in the store. That's what I love about what I do. It's being able to speak to people, seeing them come back on a regular basis. I can tell you two stories off the top of my head. One is a local business owner and a good friend of mine. You know, she came and shared, listen, my son is a new person. He was severely depressed, couldn't function, couldn't hold down a job, you know, anxiety off the charts. He is a completely brand new person. And it's just from sticking with it and taking your guidance and seeing that change. And again, as a parent, my God, that's what you want for your kids, to have them thriving, not just surviving, but thriving in today's world, and having them in the best possible way walking through life. And then another story is I had a woman come in. She got CBD for two of her family members, her father, who she was getting married, and her father had very bad knees. His dream was to walk her down the aisle, but he was already in a wheelchair, right? From the pain. And then her sister was the maid of honor, but had high anxiety, and her dream was to just do the speech or the toast at the wedding. But having 100 people stare at you, it was not something she could conceive. And they came back to say, oh my gosh, let me show you the pictures of the wedding. It's unbelievable. This is what we were able to accomplish or get through. And who would have known, right? My dad walked me down the aisle. Did it, you know, does he have two brand new knees? No, but it helped him move him in a better path. And then the sister was able to have less anxiety getting through that.
Thank you. That's amazing. Thank you for sharing those stories.
Good story, mommy. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
In conclusion, we're coming almost to the end of our show. Would you like to add any additional comments or perhaps something that you haven't mentioned?
So I want to say that you guys are doing a phenomenal job. I think that we need to have these conversations more and more. We need to talk about these issues. I think women do a little bit of a better job about, you know, expressing ourselves and giving more details. You'll see that at any family function. It's usually, you know, we're getting around the table and we're talking about real issues. But you guys are doing a phenomenal job. Thank you for having me on the show. I think this is a path to better health. And I just wish people really knew it was an option. I think there's a lot of noise out there. And right, especially if we're talking about our culture, right? Ah, eso es marihuana.
Yeah.
You know, that is not good for you, or that's very old school. But it's not. We are definitely an option to be considered. And you got to take your power back in anything, whether it's walking through menopause or, you know, whatever's going on, because life is challenging.
But evolve. We have to evolve. And with that said, I also want to thank you, because Yvette and I met at your CBD store because you hosted an event that brought women together. So you are, you know, you are doing your due diligence and making sure that everyone knows that there's a way. But also, you are about community and you're all about bringing women together, you know, and I appreciate you very much, Yvette. Both of you ladies.
We try.
Yeah, but we try. But also our, you know, our businesses also had this way of kind of swimmingly working together, because I referred a client to you that she just got into the neighborhood. I had just opened up the healing center. She was just in the neighborhood. And I said, no, I know who to call, because you worked with my husband, Bill. And I remember him saying, oh, they're such nice people. So that's one of the reasons that matters. Your customer service, the way you're introducing this product that we all need, this healing product, I should say, that we all need. I appreciate you, Yvette.
Thank you so much.
And I'm looking forward to more conversations on what's the difference between the tinctures and the gummies, and what's the difference between the pills and stuff. So I don't want us to stop. I want us to continue, because consistency is key. And if we keep bringing key speakers like you into our space, I think it really matters. So I appreciate your time.
I appreciate that. Yep. We're always there to help people.
Yeah.
And it makes a big difference, because when I first walked into your store, Yvette, it looks almost like a living room.
Yeah.
A cozy home where people can walk in and feel safe, as opposed to walking into a local dispensary that just looks like an ordinary store. Mm-hmm. So you really are helping customers feel comfortable and come to you with their questions. Thank you.
We use that store as a conduit for many different things. People come and see us at the lowest point. And we connect. You know, I'll send people right over to the Holistic Healing Center, because that's what they need at the moment. We are a point where we receive, and then we sort of connect people within the community. You need this, you need that. And that's purposeful to me. I enjoy what I do.
When I return to New York, I hope that, you know, we can all continue to work together, and for you guys to use my expertise as a certified menopause coach,
because
I believe there are a lot of women in our circle that are going through menopause and also need better clarification.
We see it every day, every day.
Every day, every day. So you definitely will be welcome to your girl. Hurry up. There we go.
Right. Hallelujah. We have to have a cafecito and we have to sit down and
we have to go to the Hornitos. We'll go to the Hornitos. We'll go see Monica.
Yes.
Go see Monica. Well, with that said, everyone, thank you so much for watching us. Thank you for supporting our show. Thank you for just glancing our what we have to say, because we definitely want this to be meaningful and purposeful. Thank you, Andrew O'Grady from Mental Health. Listen, if we don't have good mental health, we don't have good health. And that's, you know, he's always preaching that. So we appreciate Mental Health America of Dutchess County, you know, because if now, you know, the sponsorship, it matters. The support matters. That just like you supported me, Yvette, you support me and we support each other. So the support matters. So thank you, Andrew O'Grady, for your support. And we welcome you back. You know, we have another episode where we're, you know, exporting them as we go. And if you have any comments, or if you have anyone that you would like us to interview, please let us know. And thank you. From the Vital Women of Washington Heights, living in Dutchess County, my name is Iris Douglas. Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate you both. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for having me, guys.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
This podcast is brought to you by MHA of Dutchess County and produced by CMJW Entertainment.